Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to Tuesday, February 17th of the Gospel Pulpit. It is such a joy once again to be on radio again this day. I do trust that you will spend your days and have prayer every day and read your Bible every day. Stay in the Word of God, my friend. We are living in troubled days and careless times in America. We're living in dangerous days, demonic days, discouraging days. But I believe also we can have delight in the Word of God. Amen. I want to talk just a minute. I announced 2 weeks ago our new project, Reaching America with the Gospel. And if there's anything America needs, is the gospel. We're asking 1,000 people, churches, Sunday school classes, whatever, across America, if you would support gospel broadcasting $10 a month and help us get on some new radio stations. And we're going to stay on the ones we're on, but we'd like to take on some new ones. This is not for my ego or my publicity. Let me tell you something, friend. It ain't got nothing to do with me. You take Ricky Cawthorn out of it. This is all God's work. Amen. And we want to get the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ out to a lost and dying world and tell sinners, hey, if you don't know the Lord, you need to be saved. And then the Christians want to help them grow in the Lord. I'll be announcing something later on in the year that we're doing that will absolutely help the Christian grow in the Lord, something I'm working on. I had two big announcements this year, and this Reaching America with the Gospel is one of them. I've been praying about it since September of 2024. So if you'd like to be one of these people that support us $10 a month, you can do it several ways. You can write a check each month, or you can do it for the year, $120. Or if you want to give by your card, debit, or credit, call our office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and they'll take that. And our number is 336-356-1560, and we'll be glad to do that, or 336-372-5700. Also, you can give online at gbiradio.org. If you're mailing it, make your check to GBI, three letters, GBI, for Gospel Broadcasting Incorporated. And then also, here's our mailing address, GBI Post Office Box 797 Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. And the money you send will go in the ministry of the work of God. And friend, I don't get one dime of that money. I want you to understand that. It goes for the work of the Lord, that we might see this thing go forward. And the hour is late and the need is great. And I pray every day. In Matthew chapter 9, Jesus said that the laborers, pray the Lord would send laborers in the harvest. I pray that every day. Amen. All right, let's go back to our message from the book of Joshua now. I hope it's a blessing. I started to go, and he'd say, now, Rick, wait a minute. And he would tell me this same thing again, three times at least, two or three times. He told me this same thing. He told me what I need to do. I did exactly what that man told me. And it helped my ministry, and I thank God that it did. Amen. I remember a time I had a most interesting situation many years ago. This time I wasn't even married. And I called every preacher in the country for advice. And I finally got a hold of Dr. Bobby Robertson. And old Dr. Bobby, I tell you what a blessing. He was my friend. I love Bobby Robertson. And Bobby, I explained the situation to him. And Bobby, in that kind, gentle way, he said, well, now, Rick, he said, you can do it this way, but, and he began to, and you know what? He began to help me. And I believe today I'm preaching to you on radio because Dr. Bobby Robertson saved my ministry. He gave me enough wisdom to help me in that situation. Listen. It'll do you good. It'll do you good when you go to the older men and seek advice. You say, well, they don't know what they're talking about. They've lost their mind. They're old. All right, you go ahead and think you know everything. You know what you're going to do? You're going to fall flat on your face, preacher. Young man, you're going to fall flat on your face. Amen. And so you do it. But now Joshua, listen. Joshua hearkened to Moses. Now I believe that God put this verse of Scripture in the Bible. Amen. To show us that we all need correction from time to time. Let me read you a verse in the Bible. I'm talking about the character of Joshua. Amen. I don't know how fast or slow I'll go in this, but I'm talking about the character of Joshua. I'm talking about Joshua, the man of God. Amen. He was a student. Joshua. Now we look at these men in the Bible, and many times we read the Bible so fast, we don't really understand how they got where they are. Now, you start out in the book of Joshua, and you flip your Bible over there, and it says, now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister. Now, in your mind, you think, well, okay, Joshua's this great leader of Israel, and he is. And he was. But how did he get there? What made Joshua a great leader? Joshua's character made him a great leader. Now listen, your character is what people say about you when there's nobody. I mean, you know, when you're not around. Your character is what stands out to people. Your character is the real you. Now, you know, I can be a hypocrite about some things. And you can too. But our character is the real us. Amen. And it does not hurt us to be a student. Let me read you a verse in the Bible. The Bible said this in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. I encourage you to memorize this verse. I encourage you to meditate in this verse. The Bible said, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Now listen. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. You say, preacher, how long are you going to listen to other people? Till I die. I guess I used to have the mindset that you listened to your pastor until you got old enough to have your own work, and then you didn't have to listen to anybody anymore. That is not true. I had a dear brother, he's in heaven now, Brother Jerry Yarborough. Boy, Brother Jerry, I tell you what, he'd call me up. And everybody that's close to me, and I prefer the general public call me Ricky. That's what I prefer they call us, my name. But everybody that is very close, if you're very close to me, and I've noticed this, the older preachers, they're close to me, they call me Rick. And everybody's been very close to me in my life, they've called me Rick. And so Brother Jerry would call me Rick, and he called me up one day. I'll never forget it. He called me up one day, and he said, Rick. He said, you know, you need to talk to me. And he said, now he told me a certain thing I was doing. He said, now, brother. You know, that ain't that, and he was letting me know that ain't good what you're doing. And you know, at the first, that didn't sit well with me. But I got to think about my lifelong friend, Jerry Yarborough, who's really responsible for getting me into radio and helping me. And I mean, just being there for me, Jerry Yarborough. And you know what? You know what? Jerry's in heaven now. And he's in heaven. Went home to be with the Lord a few years ago. And God used that dear man. And I mean, on more than one occasion, Jerry would tell me what I need to hear. I'm sure not what I want to. I know that one day. I know he didn't tell me what I wanted to hear that day. But he was right. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Friend, don't ever get to the place where you're afraid. Now, my mama would tell me what was right. Oh, I didn't like that. Now you young ladies and young men, let me help you right here. You're living at home. And you're still at home, maybe you're 20, 18, 20-year-old, and you're home. But you don't like what mama says, and you don't like what daddy says. I want to tell you something. Mama, daddy's been there, friend. Now, you think you know everything at 18-year-old. You think you know everything at 20. I mean, you've got it all, buddy. But I'm going to tell you something. Mama and daddy's been down the road. And the older I get, the more I realize mama and daddy was good parents. Amen? I mean, I was young. I thought they were. I'm honest with you. You know what I thought? I thought they were trying to hold me back from serving the Lord. I mean, they'd advise me on different things, you know, different things. And I thought, well, they're just trying to hold me back. They weren't trying to hold me back. They was trying to help me serve the Lord in a better way, you see. So now, there's another time that God repeated this process and Joshua gets rebuked again. Now, Joshua's correct another time. Remember when the Lord put the Spirit on the 70 elders of Israel and they prophesied? In Numbers chapter 11, verse number 26, the Bible said, but there remained two of the men in the camp. The name of the one was Eldad, and the name of the other, Medad. And the Spirit rested upon them, and they were of them that were written, but went not out unto the tabernacle. The Bible said, and they prophesied in the camp. Now, let me stop right there. These two men, Medad and Eldad, didn't do it the way Joshua thought it ought to be done. Now, you young preachers, I know I'm going slow in this, and some of y'all listen to my series of messages. You think, good night, Catherine can't ever get anywhere in the series. It doesn't matter how far I get. What matters is what I'm giving you to help you at the time. Now, you'll take a great lesson, young preacher, if you'll listen right here. Everybody ain't going to do it the way you think it ought to be done. Okay? They just ain't going to do it. Now, I mean, you got churches today, and they teach it. If you don't do it exactly this way, it's not right. Well, friend, let me say this to you. Amen? I don't compromise on the King James Bible. I don't compromise on the virgin birth of Christ. I don't compromise on Christian giving, Christian living, separation, any of that. I don't compromise on any of that stuff. But there are things in the church that Pine Ridge Baptist Church is going to do different than Oak Ridge Baptist. And Maple Ridge might do it a little different than Pine Ridge and Oak Ridge. I mean, does that make them a bad church? No. No. You see, everybody just ain't going to do it the way you do it. And everybody's not going to fit your clique and your mold. And if you young preacher, I had that mindset. I had that mindset. It caused me a lot of trouble. I just want to tell you, I've been there, young men. I've been where you are. You got to realize that God blesses above. There's a preacher, one of my pastors told me this one time. And boy, what a great statement. He said, Ricky, God blesses people above their faults. You ever thought about that? God blesses men above their faults. If God didn't bless you above your fault, God, why nobody be doing anything for God? Why Noah got drunk. Moses killed a man. Peter cussed. Why Lot committed fornication with his own two daughters, and they're all in heaven. Amen. I just blew some of your theology, but they're all in heaven. They all saved. Samson killed himself. He's in heaven. Amen. If you're saved, you say, where do you go? If you commit suicide and you're saved, you go to heaven. Amen. That's what the Bible teaches. Amen. I could teach you two. I can name you two men at least that committed suicide in the Bible. They're in heaven. Amen. Saved men. All right. But let's go on. I believe Ahithophel and Samson. Maybe there's some others. Amen. But here's the thing. Now listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. These men wasn't doing exactly what Joshua wanted them to do. And verse Numbers 11:27, the Bible said, and there yet ran a young man, a young man. Now young men have got zeal, but many times young preachers and young men have got more zeal than they do wisdom. Boys, let me tell you what I do. Young preachers, listen to me. Every day of my life. Now I'm an older man compared to a lot of you. Some of you are 25-year-old, some of you are 30-year-old, some of you are 35-year-old. Now, I don't know anything about my Bible as I ought to know. But every day of my life, I pray the Proverbs 1 prayer. I pray, God, give me wisdom. Man, I realize I need wisdom to handle situations. There's things that come up now. Why, if they'd come up in my early days as a young preacher, it would have swamped me. Why, the older you get and the more ministry you get and the things you get going, there's things coming up now, I can't handle it. And brother, I have to have wisdom from God. And I'll tell you, young preacher, you ought to pray every day, God give you wisdom, God give you wisdom. Listen, young men, zeal is good. You're going to set the world on fire. You're going to win the world. You got to do it, and you got to do it in a hurry. But slow down a little bit. Slow down and use wisdom. By the way, you know what wisdom is sometimes? Common sense. You know, God deals in common sense. You know, to hear some people tell it, God's this eerie God out there that don't ever deal in common sense. Sometimes God just deals in common sense. You know, Elijah, he hid Elijah by the brook over there, right? And Elijah's hid by that brook, and God said, I'm going to do two things. God did a supernatural miracle. He had the ravens feed Elijah twice a day. And then God did a natural thing. God said, you drank of the brook. That's a natural thing. Just you know, well, where am I going to get water, Lord? There was no big theological prayer about that. Right there it is, out of that brook. Well, and Elijah's probably thinking, well, Lord, that brook's going to dry up. There's going to be no rain. But God moves one step at a time. And God moves in common sense. Amen? I'm to have common sense. I'm not to go give every dime I got away unless God tells me to. I'm not to do that. And I know I'm not to give every dime away. Bible said don't give out of necessity. I'm not to give my house payment to the church. I'm not to give. Well, friend, you've been listening to a message entitled The Character of Joshua, R489-2, I believe it is this week, R489-2. And we'd be glad to send that whole message, entire message to you free of charge on CD, or we can email it, comments@gbiradio.org. Just either way you want it. If you want that whole message, R489-2, or just put today's date on there. Until tomorrow, may God be with you, is my prayer.
Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.